Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it.
Happy New Year again, and welcome to our second hour on Circles of Change. It's always a pleasure to have in-studio guests. It lends a different energy to our show. So welcome the team from the Golden Goose Thrift Shop, Stephanie Erdialis and Ron Andrea. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Great to have you too as well, Ron.
Thank you very much, sir.
Well, let me give an introduction. Stephanie is general manager of the Golden Goose Thrift Shop. Growing up in the U.S. Air Force as a daughter of a fighter pilot, she began working at the age of 14 and has done just about everything under the sun since then. Those are her words. She's trained as a classical ballet dancer in her youth and also an equestrian who studied philosophy in college. She's now also the mother of four, twins in the mix, and a grandmother of four. Stephanie has been with the Golden Goose for 8 of its 9 years, managing a staff today of nearly 500 members. She calls that the family of volunteers, as well as 4 full-time staff members. She and her board also guided the transition of this organization to its own building 2 years ago. The nonprofit has given over $3 million back to local communities through funding programs administered by the Saddlebrook Community Outreach and the Catalina Community Services Organization. They've been responsible, quite frankly, thus, for over 50% of each of those organizations' total revenue. Now, as for Ron, he's a member of the Board of Directors and Publicity Committee, plus drives the Golden Goose truck, or should we say, you fly the truck.
Yeah.
He's a native of Ohio, and Ron and his wife, Pat, moved to Tucson from Western New York in 2003. He's been a volunteer all of life and has been with the Goose now for 7 years. He and Pat have 2 adult children, 1 on each coast, and also 2 grandchildren. He's a former teacher, also taught at the university level, and plus worked over 30 years as a psychologist in the schools and in private practice. He also notes that he's a master gardener and performs in local community theater. So we have to be careful here. He's going to steal the mic from us, Stephanie. He's a natural. Well, again, thank you, you too. And also, the Golden Goose, so tell me the genesis of this organization. I have a hunch it was one of those things that started with a small idea. Stephanie.
Yes, it started with a very small idea, just a handful of people in the Saddlebrook and Catalina area. We're actually running services out of Catalina Community Services, which at that time was known as Helping Hands. Mm-hmm. And they started receiving donations that were other than food. And slowly began to realize that these items were generating an interest with the public, and started basically what was just a step up from a garage sale, mm-hmm. as Ron said earlier, with a borrowed truck, and they had a little standalone trailer, and started having weekend sales out of that trailer. And that was the first instance of the visions of the Golden Goose Thrift Shop.
Isn't that something? The name Golden Goose, Ron, where did that come from?
You know, I don't know that. Where did the name come from?
That was the brainchild of a woman named Ann Leonard, who was one of that handful of people. Mm-hmm. who had this idea. And it certainly has been true to its name.
So yeah. This idea of the golden goose laying the golden egg, obviously, right. and the money that funds that could go to other people.
And our mm-hmm. logo has 2 eggs next to the golden goose, one representing each of the founding organizations, Catalina Community Services and Saddlebrook Community Outreach.
Isn't that marvelous? Well, so the types of goods that people donate, is it the full, across the full gamut then?
It is absolutely full spectrum, for everything you could possibly imagine, from the most utilitarian to the most fantastic collectible. It's just, we are amazed on a daily basis at the generosity of our donors, mm-hmm. who choose to gift us with their possessions. And we take very, very good care of them. We actually had a wonderful story. One of our donors, her mother lived in California, and sadly passed away. And the daughter drove a trailer back
with her mother's possessions,
donated them to the Golden Goose, and told us it was because she was so impressed with how respectfully we handle our merchandise and treat our donors. And that was quite a testament to the work that our volunteers do there.
Well, Ron, you know, as I mentioned in the introduction, you're a lifetime volunteer and have been involved in community activities, and you've been now associated with this organization for 7 years, right, you said. Why this one?
When we moved to Tucson, we were looking for a place that that we could give back and do something for the community. And there's a lot of poverty in the Catalina area, closed mining towns, and we find ourselves in a fairly affluent retirement community surrounded by a lot of poverty. And we were asking ourselves, what can we do? And we kind of stumbled on the Golden Goose, which at the time was working out of a, I'd have to say, kind of shabby rented space, and making the most. It was so crowded you could hardly move through the aisles. The fire marshal was a good friend of ours who would drop in occasionally, and it just was a family environment. It made people feel terrific to be part of it, and I think for a lot of people, retirees who move 2,000, 3,000 miles from home, this environment provides kind of a family, a support environment for them.
So you've created a community to support the community.
I think so.
Absolutely.
And so 500 volunteers, my goodness, how do you manage the schedule?
Well, amazingly enough, we have an incredible self-scheduling process.
Self-scheduling.
So our volunteers actually schedule themselves. We have a calendar out that spans about approximately 3 months, and they simply put themselves in on the day and the shift that they prefer to work, and it works out beautifully.
Well, I think there's another cultural element here, though. For some of us that have done those kind of programs, you're always concerned of, are the people really going to show? So there must be something else that's got them hooked, that they live up to that commitment then, that they have filled their name on the sheet.
Yes. I have to say that in all of my years of working, I have never been privileged to work with better people than our volunteers. They are an incredible example of passionate dedication and loyalty to this great cause. It's a very fun place to work, so we think that's part of the job.
Sure, don't we all look for that, yeah.
But
I think the other side of it, too, though, is the fact that you all are doing something that's really affecting in your immediate reach, mm-hmm. that you can see the benefits. I mean, $3 million is nothing to sneeze at over 8 years. But sometimes organizations that write the check goes out into the ether and you're not sure. But the fact that you really have partnered and aligned with those two golden eggs, Ron, right, and that I assume you have personal relationships, you personally, with the people in those organizations. Could you speak to some of that?
Sure. Our board of education, our board of directors is combined of representatives from each of those two organizations,
right,
and 100% of our profits go to those organizations on a 50-50 basis.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Back to the volunteers then, Stephanie. The mix, you know, people that are still full-time employed, though, that are volunteer, not just retirees?
Yes, we do have some people who are still employed. The majority of our volunteers are people who are retired. They bring with them, luckily for us, just a wealth of life knowledge, and come from every single profession, from farmers to engineers, dentists, doctors, lawyers, teachers,
accountants, marketing. I can think of all the things that you need as a director of such an enterprise.
Exactly. And so we have just a wealth of experience and knowledge there. And I think equally as important. Unfortunately, in our culture, I think that we perhaps don't appreciate our seniors as we should. And I can tell you that I feel that a lot of our volunteers have been able to find something extraordinarily meaningful to do with their time. And that brings them great joy. And I hope that we can help to educate our community and our world that these people are precious. They're just jewels, and the information, the love, the laughter, the knowledge that they have to share with us is priceless.
It is. In fact, we recently did a show here about that whole aspect, particularly for all of us baby boomers that are advancing into that act two phase of life.
Yes.
And plus us baby boomers in particular that still view ourselves as teens, you know, that we aren't aging. Oh, by the way, whatever age means, that yes, this outlet for that creativity and that desire to make an impact is really profound. And whether we're talking about a not-for-profit organization like yours capitalizing on that talent, or as well companies that are recognizing the place for 55 and over, or whatever that cut point is this day and age, to be able to capitalize on that. Ron, talk to some of the relationships you've had, you know, personal connections you've had now amongst whether it be the volunteers or others you've met.
Well, one of the things I really enjoy is driving the truck, and we go into people's homes and pick up their donated items. And you meet people who then ask questions about the Golden Goose. Mm-hmm. Where does the money go? Gee, you're volunteers, and the guys on the truck are no spring chickens. You know, they're probably 70, 75 years old, many of them, and we're picking up couches,
refrigerators. I was going to say, yeah.
And so that to me is really you get some really heartwarming stories too of people and why they're donating their furniture. We pick up entire homes full of furniture, and in some cases, people who are moving on to assisted living.
Yes.
From a retirement community. And one lady, I recall, I could tell she was upset, and she was standing watching all of this furniture go out the door. And
yeah.
And I said to her, it must be difficult to see, you know, your possessions,
your memories
go out the door. And she started to cry, and I just stood there and held her, and she cried on my shoulder for about 5 minutes.
And then the message should be, but to encourage you to realize that the individuals that are going to purchase this and the money and revenue that's going to be given back, that it's going to have a second, third, fourth life.
That's what she said. And
yeah.
she said that as difficult as it was to see those memories go out the door, she was very, very comfortable with the fact that she knew that the profits from that were going to go to a very worthy cause.
Right, and create new memories, too.
Yep.
Oh, that's right. Stephanie, a little bit the idea, you've been in this role now for 8 years. And so how do you think you've changed as you've guided the organization in new ways?
Oh, boy. I'll tell you, I can honestly say that working at the Golden Goose, I truly do learn something new every day. And I think I have really come to appreciate myself. The privilege and opportunity of being able to be so close to those who work with us. Mm-hmm. At the Goose. I feel guilty sometimes because I call it work, but
you're actually getting paid for
having fun
and growing and learning.
Exactly.
It doesn't get any better than that.
There's
more people, I'm sure, listening saying, oh, mm-hmm. that I viewed what I did in my 9-to-5 life indeed with that richness and that
yes.
clarity.
And I feel really fulfilled also by what we're able to achieve by generating this revenue.
Sure.
And I know that means an awful lot to our volunteers.
Ron, could you explain a little bit then the Saddlebrook Community Outreach and the Catalina Community Services, some of the things that indeed the revenue would be used for?
Sure. We operate a kids' closet program where kids, needy kids are able to get school clothes, and we We outfit at least a couple of times a year hundreds and hundreds of kids with new school clothes. We provide scholarship programs. We provide food services through Catalina Community Services, educational programs, tutorial programs.
If I recall the list, there's some things on nutrition. Right.
Yes. We have the senior center, which offers hot lunches 3 times a week, and certain social activities. We also fund through CCS the Meals on Wheels program, mm-hmm. and just going back to Kids Closet for a moment, that this is a wonderful example, I think, for your listeners. That program began by the observations of a teacher that. Some of the children one child in her class was only coming to school every third day. And when she investigated as to why, the answer became that a family of 3 children was sharing 1 pair of shoes.
Oh my goodness, yes.
That's what created Kids Closet initially, and actually this past year, I believe it was close to 2,000 children were given brand new complete wardrobes head to toe. This is done twice a year, once in the spring and once in the fall, from Catalina as far north as the San Carlos Reservation.
Reservation.
I remember one little girl at Kids Closet who cried when she got her stuff and said that this was the first time she's ever had new clothing.
Isn't that just wonderful? For mm-hmm. those of you who just may tuned in, we're speaking with Stephanie Urdialis, who's general manager, and Ron Andrea, who's a board member of the Golden Goose Thrift Shop that's located, by the way, on North Oracle Road, 15970 Oracle Road. That's a Catalina address. Their website is goldengooseaz.com. 2 years ago, you moved to your own building. So that's no minor feat as well. The fundraising, I suspect, the donations, let alone the physical movement or selection of the site. Either one of you, tell me the story of making that big leap of faith to go get a building.
Well, I'll let Stephanie talk about the process, but if you've never been to the Golden Goose, it's not your basic thrift shop. Mm-hmm. It's a 13,000-square-foot modern building.
Yeah.
With a beautiful view of the Catalina Mountains and ample parking, and there's a plaza there, and a lot of people who come actually make it a day, and they come from hundreds of miles away.
Really?
And they'll have breakfast or lunch at one of the fine restaurants in the plaza, do some shopping at the Golden Goose, and really make a day of it. So it's, when you think of a thrift shop, you know, many people have a notion in mind of what this is, and that is not the Golden Goose.
In other words, typically I think of it, you walk in kind of taking your life in your hands because you're not sure if something on that shelf is going to fall on top of you
as you root around
looking for that special blue napkin holder or whatever you might be thinking you're going to find.
Yeah, we sold a dinette set. We picked it up in the truck in the morning, and it sold. This was just 2 days ago, and it sold for $1,200 that same day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have some pretty nice stuff.
Which tells me that there's people that are stalking the Golden Goose then, also looking for those prime items that would come to
Absolutely.
Your shop.
We have a very special clientele, and oftentimes, you know, our shop hours are Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 2, and Saturday from 9 to 2. And we will have traditionally a line of about 100 people formed outside about a half an hour before we open the doors.
Oh, my goodness.
It's more than just your shopping experience. I think for Catalina and the surrounding communities, it's become almost a social event like the old Agora, where you come. We know most of our customers by name.
Mm-hmm.
They get a smile, they get a hug, they have a connection there. Our volunteers are extraordinarily helpful for anyone who's looking for anything in particular. We pride ourselves in our customer service. And again, our customers are as much a part of our family as our volunteers are.
Well, 13,000 square feet, that's a lot to manage, to inventory, to control, to even cull through the items that are in some regards worthy of being showed in that kind of place. So do you have any sense of what your inventory turns are? Sorry to be the supply chain leader that I've been, but how often would the store flip in terms?
Well, actually it flips about every 24 hours.
All new merchandise?
A lot of new merchandise.
Wow.
I can't say quite all, but our goal is that anything, for instance, today, anything that would be coming in our doors today would be processed, tested, priced, put to the floor, and be available for purchase by the opening of the next business day. That's what we strive to do. Mm-hmm. And more often than not, that's what we accomplish. And that's one of the reasons that we have customers who actually come to the Golden Goose every day.
Right.
Because they know that there's going to be a brand new store waiting for them.
That's phenomenal, the throughput that you folks manage then. And then some of the items, the merchandise that you take on, does it ever need to be repaired, spiffed up, cleaned, polished? So is that part of what your volunteers would do as well?
We don't take damaged items or items that need to be repaired, but we do clean up items and I guess you'd say renew items. We pick up, for example, refrigerators or kitchen appliances, and we give them a good cleaning before we put them out. All the clothes that we sell are steam cleaned before they go out on the floor. Sporting equipment and tools are oiled and polished a bit before they go on the floor. But we don't do any repairs per se. And the items that are on the floor are quality items. We turn down materials that are donations that basically we wouldn't want on the floor, because we want this to be a place that customers come in and they know they're going to find quality items in good condition.
That's wonderful. Again, for our listeners, we have Stephanie Ardialis, who's general manager, and Andrea, who's a board member. It's the Golden Goose Thrift Shop at 15970 North Oracle Road in Catalina, Arizona. The website is www.goldengooseaz.com, and also the telephone number 520-825-9101. That you can indeed arrange for your own transportation, or if you want to see Ron fly by in the truck and to have a chance to pick that up, I'm sure they'd appreciate it. So the learnings that I'm sure continue, again, you both are, of course, have a board of directors. Do you have some, you know, big, hairy, audacious goals out there for your thought? Is this a business model you think that could benefit with a second store or another location? I mean, anyone approach you to say we'd like to pick up and copy this and move it elsewhere? Or what's on the horizon for the Goose?
Well, we have had other organizations be interested in come and speak with us about the secret of our success.
The secret
and
sauce, yes.
We're happy to share that with them.
Yeah.
You know, it was funny. It seems like just yesterday, but it has been now almost 2 years that we've been in our new building. When it was first going up and it looked so expansive, the concern was, how are we ever going to fill this place up?
Yeah.
About 3 weeks in, the joke was, we need a bigger building.
So you never know what's around.
So expansion's always an option,
yeah,
right?
That's right. That's great. Ron, your quick comment on that?
Well, the one thing I wanted to say about volunteers is the beauty of it, and I think one of the reasons we have almost 500 volunteers is people can set their own hours, their own schedule.
Yeah.
They can come in when they want, and there are so many different jobs that volunteers can do that people can find a niche, and they can find something that they do well that they want to do, and it's available at the Goose.
And you know, we talk about that constantly on this show. It's all about fitting the task to the person's passion, skills, and capability. What a wonderful message, as well as then that the revenue serves the community you're all a part of.
Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.